Now, a panel of federal appeals court judges heard arguments today on whether the military's male-only draft is constitutional. About a year ago, a federal judge in Texas ruled that it is unconstitutional. The Trump administration appealed, setting the stage for today's activity in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. The last draft was in 1973, but every male still has to register when they turn 18. Now that women are eligible for combat roles, that Texas judge ruled that having only men be draft eligible is discriminatory. Today's hearing comes 3 weeks before a federal commission releases its recommendations on the male-only draft and other matters. Patricia Keim is a freelance journalist who covers the military, veterans, and healthcare for Military Times, The New York Times, Kaiser Health News, and other publications. Patricia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, this case was filed some years back. What was the original basis for the case being brought?
Well, so the case was brought by a Texas gentleman who was in the right age group for having to register for the draft. And he managed to get some other plaintiffs on board, including an organization called the National Coalition for Men, arguing that because women, the case was filed in 2013, and at that time, the DOD lifted some restrictions on women being in combat. And he argued that since women were going to be allowed in combat, that the policy to only have men register for the draft was either needed to be abolished or it needed to include women.
And we had a judge agree with that claim previously, but it didn't. That judge didn't force the military to comply. What was the argument from the judge there?
Well, the argument for the judge was that it was unconstitutional to only require men to register because it violates the Due Process Clause of the Fifth Amendment. I'm not exactly a lawyer, but that clause includes an equal protection basically, the courts have ruled that that also includes equal protection, which means that everyone deserves equality of treatment and that the policy that was the law is discriminatory because it did bar women from registering.
But the judge in that case didn't say, OK, military, start registering everybody now, right?
Right. I think one of the reasons the judge chose not to, basically federal attorneys made a pretty strong argument for waiting for the outcome of a commission that is currently studying the future of the Selective Service System. So there is a National Commission on the Military, National, and Public Service, which was established in 2016 to study the future of the draft, as well as public service in general in America, determining whether, there should be some kind of mandatory service or expanding opportunities for young people to serve the federal government or their local governments or volunteer organizations or serve in the military.
Talking to Patricia Keim about draft registration in the United States and a court case challenging the current system, which requires only men to register for the draft. Patricia, let's bring things up to today now. We have this Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals hearing. What are the arguments on both sides here?
So obviously, the federal government has asked that the judges wait until the outcome of the Blue Ribbon Panel's study, which is expected actually at the end of March. And they also say that it would be disruptive and burdensome to add, thousands, millions of women to the roles of the draft, of the Selective Service System. On the original plaintiff's side, they believe that it needs to be changed because it is a policy that conveys that men are disposable, and they believe that now that women are allowed in combat and all combat roles are open to women, that everyone should be required to sign up for the draft or we should just take a hard look at it and get rid of the selective service system altogether.
So we've got two shoes waiting to drop here, what this appeals court ends up doing and this commission. Let's talk a little more about the commission. Are they looking at wider issues than just men or men and women in draft registration?
Very much so. I mean, they're looking at, the budget of the $23 million that the Selective Service System, costs every year. We haven't had a draft, as you said earlier, since, 1973. The draft was abolished, yet we've maintained the Selective Service System. They're exploring whether it's a needed thing now with an all-volunteer army military. And they're also looking at other opportunities that young people can serve. I know that they were taking a really hard look at basically civics and involvement with young people in their own government and trying to figure out how to get people more involved in the process.
Is this federal commission ultimately the decider, or if they drastically overhaul or they recommend drastically overhauling our draft registration system, does Congress, the president, are they going to weigh in next?
Yes, that's what would happen. So basically, the commission was organized by Congress. It has number of representatives on the panel that represent, all walks of life. But this report goes to Congress, which will consider it and decide whether perhaps legislation needs to be created based on their findings. And then ultimately, the White House would have the final say.
Now, jumping back to the appeals court now in New Orleans, I know it's tough to predict what a court is going to do, but did the judges on this Court of Appeals have an interest or express any particular interest in aspects of the arguments that both sides were raising?
Well, so it's interesting. I talked with the attorney for the original plaintiffs today, and he said that it seemed to go well. The judges were very interested in both sides of the argument. He said that one judge in particular was very interested in what is really the legal process as to whether the original judge in Texas had the really legal right to overturn what was a Supreme Court ruling affirming the male-only draft. That decision was in 1981, and there was some legal discussion as to whether that's an appropriate ruling. So whether the actual outcome ends up hinging on a legal argument and not on the actual merits of the case will be very interesting.
We'll be watching for the results in that court and from this commission later this month. Patricia, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
You too. That's Patricia Keim, freelance journalist. She covers the military, veterans, and healthcare for the Military Times, New York Times, and other publications. We talked to her about a court case over whether the military's male-only draft is constitutional.